Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
So what has happened over the past hour? We have the president of South Korea, Yoon Suk-yeol, going on television and addressing to the nation that he's instituting martial law. But he doesn't go into what measures specifically he wants to put forward, saying, John, that martial law is needed in South Korea from his point of view to rid his government of forces that are sympathetic, rid the government of forces that are sympathetic to North Korean forces and communist forces.
So that's happening in South Korea. It's just another wrinkle that makes all of everything 48 days until Donald Trump is inaugurated again. And gosh, literally every single time I say that, I'm like, oh, yeah. That's pretty cool. Welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. Thank you for tuning in to 97.1 today. The news keeps coming, and we've got a fun show for you planned. Jim Carafano is going to talk to us about whatever this means. The South Korean president, Yoon Suk-yeol, he's the one who, this is a couple weeks ago, it was after the election, and I had Jim Carafano on the show, and there was a story that reported that the South Korean president dusted off his golf clubs. Because he thought that's how he was going to get into the good graces of Donald Trump. To which Jim Carafano kind of even poo-pooed the idea. He's like, that's not how things get done. And I'm like, well, it's a gesture. It's a gesture. So we've got 48 days until the inauguration. We're going to squeeze in a Christmas holiday in the midst of it. There is so much to look forward to, and the news cycle keeps rolling. Our YouTube live chat poll for today, will Trump's cabinet be confirmed? The question that I have for myself, and it was after I posted it, I'm like, eh, I'm going to leave it. The cabinet is not everybody who he can nominate. And there are people who he can appoint who are advisors who don't need to be confirmed. But is it anybody who is nominated is in the cabinet? I opened up a CBS News article, and it's talking about the headline here is see the list of Trump cabinet picks and more White House appointments so far. So let's go through these real quick, and we'll decide if we think that there might be any trouble in the confirmation of some of these individual folks. And, of course, Ryan Wiggins back from his Florida vacation. A little airfare problem there, but you made it work out.
Oh, yesterday.
Did you get the chartered flight that I sent you?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't know that's what that was.
Yeah.
Ah, so,
I also paid him to delay your flight.
So another flight did show up. I didn't realize that was you.
That was me.
Okay.
That was me. I said, get that man back here.
Wow, man, I really appreciate that.
I can't make fun of Brad the way I can make fun of you.
Yes.
Yeah, Brad's hard to make fun of.
Brad just contributes great content.
Yeah, he's just like super steady.
He's just here to give us, you know, facts
and passion.
Objectivity and passion and faith.
Not me. I'm just here to muck it up. My only role.
Some might call it the spice in the pie.
Yeah, definitely the spice in the pie.
Something in the pie.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Yeah. Have you? What's that movie? The Help?
I've never seen The Help.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Where are you going with this?
Never mind. Just watch the
movie. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
The pie.
All right.
You feel good about Donald Trump's pick so far? Can you answer the question on the YouTube live chat, will Trump's cabinet be confirmed without going through person by person, or do you need a refresher?
Well, I wouldn't mind a refresher, but I will answer the question and say most of it. I do think there's going to be a wrinkle for somebody, which means not all of it. I don't think that there will be many people who will not be confirmed.
Yeah.
The vast majority will, so I'll say most of it.
Here is the chairman of the RNC on Kash Patel's FBI director appointment.
When I look at Kash Patel, this is a man who is perfectly suited to lead the FBI. He's been a public defender. He's been a prosecutor. He has been an investigator. He has worked in Congress. He understands the FBI inside and out, and he's going to be able to lead it. You know, when we talk about the weaponization of the judicial system over the course of the last 8 years against Donald Trump and his allies, that started at the DOJ and the FBI. And we need a fighter like Kash Patel to go in and to be able to restore a sense of justice to those systems.
So I think that the concern with Kash Patel, people just think he's a radical. People think that especially, I guarantee you, these people don't know a lot about him. They just know they're supposed to be afraid of him. And the threat is that he's going to go in there and overturn the entire status quo of how the FBI functions. That's the basis of his appeal. Here is the a former Tim Scott campaign manager, Matt Gorman, talking about why that might be more possible now.
I would have respected it more if he just said, you know what, bleep you people, I'm not letting my son rot in prison during my, you know, who knows, like another last decade of life, possibly. I'm not letting that happen. I don't care. I have the power to do it. Instead, I think to your point, like, he concocted this self-righteous cloak where it was just a bunch of baloney. And really what it was about was I had the ability to get this done. You wish you had it for your family, possibly, but I do, so I'm going to do it. And I think that is where it's just clearly lays bare that kind of there's two sides to the judicial system. And I think tactically, this makes it a lot easier for, say, someone like a Kash Patel to get through, where it really does somewhat convey what he's been saying, and it has a lot more conveyance now.
Gorman says here, I wish that Joe Biden would have just been like, he's my son, and I'm not going to watch him be in prison for the rest of my days on this green earth. And that's why I'm pardoning him. That he'd have more respect, at least from Gorman there, if he said that. But the Kash Patel question mark, that even some of the people who are Trump supporters, who are MAGAites, who are people who are supportive of the president's agenda, but you get a little uncomfortable when we get towards the fringes of what people are, comfortable with. And Kash Patel he's an outlier because he's placed himself there. It's not being done to him. He placed himself there. He is a change agent that you can put into the system, the bureaucracy, and make a dramatic change, which, my recollection, is that's what this election was about. So you go and you punter harden by...
you punter harden. It's just what you do when you're Joe Biden.
See, a perfect example. If I made that mistake, Brad would be over there quietly cheering me on. You call me out for it.
Yeah.
Like, let's go, Annie.
Yay! Annie's great.
No. Yeah.
Good
That's
job.
All right. You can do it. Get back up.
You guys should one day just switch roles.
Okay.
You should just encourage me, and Brad just be as mean as
you
can.
I don't know if I could be that incompetent.
And I don't know that I could do that.
What did I say? Punter Hyden.
You said Punter Hyden was pardoned by President Bo Jiden.
Yeah.
Bo Jiden.
Actually, wait a second. That is a direct quote from Joe Biden.
Those could be football players.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, it's a football
Bo player. Jiden, quarterback.
Yeah.
And Punter Hyden.
Dude, I remember
He's
in the 80s.
He's smoking a cigarette on the bench.
Oh, man.
He's a running back.
Anywho, shush.
Whatever this point was, shush. It's going to be great.
No, I don't even
See, I'm playing the role of Brad right
now. No, you're not. You're setting me up and you know it. That's bullcrap.
It's 4D chess.
That's bologna sausage.
4D.
Yeah, whatever. Anywho. You were saying?
Well, I will say that I'm sure you guys talked about this yesterday, but the pardon, it shocked me because when I was away, I was looking at, you know, what breaks through the news. Well, that definitely broke through, and I'm sure you guys addressed this yesterday. As we had talked about before, would you pardon your son? I think we all kind of leaned toward, yeah.
Yeah, we asked that question multiple times when the charges were dropped and the conviction was made.
But I think all of us were talking about in specific to the crime he was under investigation or had been convicted of. Not everything they've ever done in their life for the last 11 years. This is a little bit different than the circumstance
we I did say yesterday,
thought.
And I think you'll appreciate it, that the Christmas gift of a pardon is one of those nesting gifts where you start with the big box and then you work your way in. It's like that level of excitement. And also, I just said a conviction was made. It's also worth noting, too, that Joe Biden got this pardon in before the sentencing happens. So now Joe Biden or Hunter Biden has never actually been convicted of anything because you're not a truly convicted felon until sentencing has been levied. So, Democrats, we have to shake hands and say good game.
I knew that's where
good
this was
game.
Going.
Good game. No convicted felons here. I feel like the Kash Patel appointment, it makes me a little nervous. But you know why it makes me nervous? Because I don't understand how the FBI operates enough to know.
Thank you.
So then when people are reacting to this and the pundits are like losing their mind, I see Andy McCabe losing his mind. And I'm like, I feel better about this appointment
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And I haven't really seen anything yet that's made me really take a step back. I very vocally on this show said that the Matt Gaetz appointment to me was a little bizarre. I wasn't a super big fan of it. But if he becomes the attorney general, it's still going to be better than Merrick Garland. And when you have Republicans, I think there were 20 Republicans or something that voted to appoint or to confirm Merrick Garland to be the AG. And you're going to turn around and not vote to confirm Matt Gaetz. There's something amiss here. We don't have to answer that question, of course. We're going to take a break and then we're going to come back and go through this list and talk a little bit about them and see if there's anybody here that really makes us concerned. And you know, I think along with the Kash Patel appointment, you can have concern that you openly, honestly say, I'm worried about this one, but it's mostly because I don't know what I don't know. And then there are other people you could say, I'm concerned about this one, as I said. I'm concerned about this Matt Gaetz because I don't always know that Matt Gaetz is in it for us. It feels a lot of times like Matt Gaetz is in it for him. Now, I would rather have somebody who's in it for him and us at the same time, whereas the comparison of Merrick Garland is AG, like, if are these my two choices? I'd choose Matt Gaetz.
Mm-hmm.
100 out of 100 times. That's the YouTube poll. So go on to the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Come say hi in the chat and let us know if there is anybody who you think absolutely not is going to get appointed or get confirmed. If there's anybody here that you're like, this is going to be a huge problem. There's no way this person gets through. Pete Hegseth, a lot of people have questions about that one. RFK Jr. You've got, I was going to say Nikki Haley. That's not right. What?
Tulsi.
Tulsi Gabbard. Yes. There's a lot of questions here that maybe you're concerned about, but you got to remember, we've got 53 Republican senators. J.D. Vance is the tie-breaking vote. Three senators can say, no, I don't approve of that. They get to say they didn't approve of it, and Trump still gets his pick. Let's go through the list of who's been nominated so far when we come back, and we'll get to some of your comments as well. Will Trump's cabinet be confirmed? All of it, most of it, or some of it? We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. Just before we get to the cabinet picks, that's what we're talking about today on the YouTube live chat poll. Will Trump's cabinet be confirmed? All of it, most of it, or some of it? Want to know what you think. I just saw this pop up on my feed here, and I think it's a really interesting point for this area specifically. Granite City Steel. The amount of ups and downs that Granite City Steel, U.S. Steel, all of it has had since Donald Trump came back into office. The first time I was ever at the same place as Donald Trump was when he was at Granite City Steel. I was able to attend that event and see him there and listen to him speak and listen to the steel workers at Granite City Steel. They adored Donald Trump. None of them would talk to me on the record for the show for 97.1 because at the time I was not on the air full time. But they loved him. They loved what he was doing. On True Social, in the last 24 hours, Trump posted, I am totally against the once great and powerful U.S. Steel being bought by a foreign company, in this case, Nippon Steel of Japan. Did I say that right?
Nippon?
Nippon. Through a series of tax incentives and tariffs. We will make U.S. Steel strong and great again, and it will happen fast. As president, I will block this deal from happening. Buyer beware. Just, you know, something to keep in mind as the president-elect is making plans and promises.
Yeah.
I said, I guess I have to have Truth Social open all the time now. I went open Truth Social, and what do I see? People's screenshots of their tweets. What do I see on X? Screenshots of Truth Social. Come on, people.
Mm-hmm. I read this morning, too, and I don't know really what my stance is on it. I would think that I'm probably on the same side as Donald Trump here. But I know that I have so much family that is impacted by these things. I personally am a fourth or fifth generation of a steel family, and most of them have been at that plant.
Are you a steel worker?
I was not, but my brother was.
he's like Derek Zoolander.
You think that when Ryan leaves this show and takes vacation, then he's going to like tropical places like Florida and Southern California. But what he's really doing is working in the mills.
And I do it in such a way that I grease myself up, take my shirt off, and then I do basically just social media stuff for U.S. Steel.
And we sold it off.
I swing the sledgehammer a few times. A couple of paparazzis there. We're done.
Just get a hold of a president-elect here and tell him, I think I know where the problem is.
He's big in Japan.
That's why I know the pronunciation.
That's why he went to Japan.
Yeah.
That was a business trip.
It was a business trip. Again, there, too, for Nippon Steel, just swinging a sledgehammer with the shirt off and the grease. A couple days, and then I got to see Mount Fuji, and we went home.
I just have to say that I think that you going there and doing exactly what you explained is exactly what the Japanese think of the Americans.
That's okay.
I think that they want to see me with my shirt off.
Look, I'm telling you the truth, though. My
and
brother,
all the Japanese are like, no.
My dad, my grandpa, my great-grandpa, and then beyond that, I start to lose track. That's how many generations of steel workers we have in my family. So U.S. Steel, Granite City Steel in particular, because it wasn't always U.S. Steel, has been in our family, in our blood. That's why we're here in St. Louis, is because of that industry.
Well, and it's not just the people who are working legitimately in the mills. The amount of commerce and economy that goes up when the steel mills and the furnaces are burning versus the just quick like scattering of people when they're not working. Oh my goodness. It's very, very important to this area. And I'd be interested to see what Donald Trump is willing to do. And just, you know, like the fact that this happened under Joe Biden and it was like a non-issue. Yeah, U.S. Steel is going to be owned by Japan. What?
Yeah, they brought it up like, well, this will have to go through some checks and balances. And it was like, look, if you want to stop this sale, you can. President Trump is saying he's going to do it. Joe Biden could have just said this is not going to happen, but they don't really know. I don't even think they just don't even know what they're doing. It's not as if they have strong principles and they're like, well, we're just going to back off. They just don't address things.
I didn't know that it was still in play to stop.
I didn't either. I thought it was basically a done deal, but apparently not.
I want to go through this list of cabinet picks. And other top staff so far. I'm pulling this from CBS News. And the first one is White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. That does not have to be confirmed. Do you guys like that pick? I like the pick.
Yeah.
Well, just based on what people say, everybody says great things about her. No matter where you are, everybody's like, yeah, she's solid.
And she's been very active in the Florida Republican Party and served a lot of the people who we know who have come out of Florida, worked on their campaigns. She knows what she's doing. She knows how to get stuff done and she knows how to win.
Missouri, look at Florida for your future.
Missouri?
Yeah, we want that kind of conservatism here.
Illinois.
Well, okay, dream big.
I am.
But
okay. It's the biggest dream I have.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yes. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, you think he'll have any trouble in the Senate?
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
None.
Unanimous?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think so. No, somebody will vote
against
him.
We used to do things like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It used to be like... Yes, especially if you're coming from the Senate. I think he might have the highest pass vote total in the Senate coming out of it.
Agreed. Yeah, he's pretty well liked, I think, by...
Who in the Senate would vote against him?
Somebody will just say that they're not going to do it so that it's not 100%, is my guess.
Hmm. I still think it's important, though, especially in a position like that. Isn't the secretary considered the top diplomat?
Yeah.
I think it's important to show that there is a unified... agreement above politics in that position, but that doesn't mean, of course, that that's, you know, if Blinken, isn't Anthony Blinken the current one? I can't think of him without thinking of Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Look, that vote will be 99-0 with Maisie Hirono saying, no, I dissent.
He's a man. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Couldn't find a woman?
Right.
Attorney General Pam Bondi.
She'll pass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's
in
there. I don't think it's unanimous, but I think she's in.
Yeah, unanimous is like the extra bonus that comes on top of being able to pass, but she'll be able to get a minimum of 50 votes.
Oh, sure. Will she get any bipartisan votes is the question.
Does she get more support now that Matt Gaetz was there? Like, everyone's like, whew,
Yes. That screen was the perfect play.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. I don't know anything about Todd Blanche.
I think he'll be fine. He was one of his attorneys in, was it the New York case? I think it was.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. Is he out of Missouri?
No.
There are several that got yanked out of Missouri.
Maybe.
I think they're maybe down the list a little bit further. HHS Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Does he pass? Does he pass in a bipartisan way? Are there Republicans that vote against him but Democrats who get him across the line?
Ooh, no Democrats.
Not one?
Nope.
You don't think Sweatshirt's going to vote for him? Fetterman.
Sweatshirt. I like it.
I can't think of words to say. It's a minor. It's a little bit of a problem for
no,
me.
No, but I do think glasses maybe pushes him over the line.
Glasses.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders.
I was thinking about skirt.
I would call him Mittens.
Mittens, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Old Baldy. I think that he gets no Democrat votes. I do think he loses a couple Republicans, but still gets confirmed.
I think he'll get a Democrat vote or two.
I do too.
I think he's going to lose some Republicans. I think that people are going to have their eyes open to who he is and what he's really about in those hearings. Because
that's a good point.
I think that this, he's completely anti-vax or whatever. That stuff's
that's not
gonna
true.
That stuff's just going to get blown away when he starts talking about and sharing it.
So he gets confirmed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. I think he's in.
Office of Management, OMB, and Budget Director Russ Vought.
I've always been kind of in Russ Vought's corner.
Gosh, you can just see the bologna sausage swirling around this guy.
You can hear it.
We call ourselves Vaughtites.
Mm-hmm.
And
Vaughtians, actually, I think.
Vaughtvillians. And we are going to...
One of the best shows in town.
We're going to push him across. Yeah. Big grassroots
when
campaign.
When you say we...
Vaughtvillians. We. It's a Facebook group. It's not huge.
Like him and the mouse in his pocket.
But a Facebook group that was able to come together even under the Zuckerberg thumb.
Well, that's why.
It could have been bigger.
We could have gone off after bigger candidates, but Zuckerberg knew about them. They didn't know about Ross.
It's the underground.
Yeah. So we picked him. Real early on, we're like, we're going to hitch our wagon to that train.
Hey, yesterday we had such a substantive show, and now Ryan's back, and we're talking about Vaughtvillians.
What did I say? He's back. excuse me. UN Ambassador Elise Stefanik.
Oh, yeah. I think she's pretty well respected. Maybe not loved, but respected.
Maybe unpopular opinion, but I don't like this pick. I'm not like angry at it, but I feel like A, we could have done better, and B, I want her in the House.
I do too.
I don't like the pick.
I don't really care about whether or not she gets confirmed for this position, but I do want her in the House. She was good at what she did. She was a New York Republican, which is a little bit different brand of Republican, and that worked for her. I don't know how she's going to do in the actual ambassador position. That remains to be seen. I don't know.
Walrus says many of these are not cabinet positions. That is correct. That's why we said it is a full list of Trump's cabinet picks and other top staff so far. So we're just going through all of the people who are have been nominated, appointed, or appointed by Donald Trump. The cabinet positions need to be confirmed. The appointments, like advisors and such, they do not. Border czar Tom Homan.
Please God. That guy will
I don't
get,
think he needs to be confirmed.
That guy will... Oh, is he not getting voted on?
Kamala Harris wasn't confirmed.
That's why she wasn't the border czar.
She was voted for, though. Well, we think. He's awesome. If he doesn't have to get the votes, that's great, because he's already doing the job. He's not even in the position yet.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
I don't think he makes it.
I think he does.
I do, too.
I think
I think the hit job on... Pete Hegseth reminds people why they dislike the leftist media.
That's fair. And people who remember 2018 with Kavanaugh and are going, don't even try to do this to Pete Hegseth. It's ridiculous. That actually does make me more confident that he will get pushed across. But I just don't know. If he makes it to the hearings, he'll get confirmed. My concern is that he doesn't even make it to the hearings.
You think he's going to withdraw?
I don't know. I don't know if he withdraws or if he has enough conversations with senators who say, hey, I'm going to have a tough time with this. And he finds out that maybe he doesn't have the votes. That could do it.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think the biggest hindrance to him is that sexual assault claim that was investigated and found to not be sexual assault. I think that's if that's what they've got on him, I don't think they have anything where they could say substantively, hey, you don't have the chops to do this job. So I think he gets through.
Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, weird pick. I'm not mad at it. Like, could Tom Holman have done that?
Could Tom Holman do all of these?
Well, yeah, I know. Let's just make him the king.
Just make him the vice to vice president.
I feel like Tom Holman as border czar and non confirmed position, and putting Kristi Noem in as the Homeland Security Secretary is almost like, we're going to give the real job to Tom Holman, and we're not going to have to put it through the Senate. We're not going to have to go through that.
Yeah. Kristi Noem just seems so off the radar that unless she blows up her own hearings, I just don't think she's going to have a problem.
Brad, you think she'll have any issue?
I don't think she'll have any problems. I think she'll get through.
Who's going to ask her about her dog? You know it's going to come up.
It's definitely going to come up.
Ooh.
Somebody, I'll tell you exactly who's going to ask her about it. No, never mind. He's in the house. It would have been Eric Swalwell.
I was going to say that.
He'll probably still do it. He's going to show up.
Yeah.
I got a question. I need some answers. Is that Swalwell?
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
That smells like Swalwell.
Wait, did Swalwell just enter the room? I didn't hear anything, but.
I feel like the tie to her, I'm just putting this, I'm entering the mindset of the left here, but the heartlessness of the dog story will be threaded right into what we do with the immigration problem.
Mm-hmm.
So she better be prepared to answer it, that's all.
And that's why I think she could have a tough hearing, not because she couldn't easily pass, but she's got to be really good at answering those questions. And I just am a little nervous about watching those answers.
Labor Secretary Lori Chavez, I don't even know how to say her second half of her last name, Dremmer.
Mm-hmm.
What do the Vaudians have to think about that?
It's pronounced Nippon, not Dremmer. Again,
I keep hearing that she is the most pro-labor secretary. Like that Donald Trump could have picked. Like this was a step into the other side.
It's weird because when somebody is nominated who I have no preconception, no notions of ahead of time, I'm kind of more like, okay, they must be pretty good. Because I'm like, I don't have an opinion of them. They've
so what
probably
you're saying
been,
is your default mode is trusting.
Yes, it is trusting.
Shocking.
But the problem is when these people come up who I do know, because I ask the same questions, Pete Hegseth. Does he have the knowledge to run that organization? I have no idea. I'm glad that it's outsiders. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the goal is to shrink these organizations and to clean house, then you need outsiders. But they do make me a little bit uncomfortable because I don't know how these operations work. And are they capable of running them? I don't know.
CIA, John Ratcliffe, he's getting in.
Oh, yeah. He's uneasy.
Tulsi Gabbard. National intelligence. What do you think?
I don't have any problem with it. I can't find a problem with it.
I think she's in on party lines. I think what the Democrats are going to do with her is they're going to bring up how she was on a terror watch list and they're going to call her a Russian sympathizer. I don't think it'll be enough to change it, but I think it'll be, what, 52?
How many of these people? I really want to know how many of these confirmations is Fetterman voting for? I think he's voting for him.
I hope so. The problem is the more Fetterman votes for Republicans, the more likely he is to get elected next time around. And I don't want another Democrat out of Pennsylvania, but I think he's going to be the favorite.
Okay, I got to pull this story up here, because the next one is Medicare and Medicaid, Dr. Oz. On November 20th, so a couple weeks ago, the New York Post reported that Senator Fetterman said he would vote to confirm his former political opponent, Dr. Oz, to serve as Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator if Oz plans to protect the government programs. He said, if Dr. Oz is about protecting and preserving Medicare and Medicaid, I'm voting for the dude. That's a direct quote.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Oz.
He is honestly the only one that I'm looking at right now that I'm thinking, like, maybe it's not all of it.
What do you mean, maybe it's not all of it?
The answer to the poll question, will Trump's cabinet be confirmed? I feel like he's the one that's the easiest to not take too seriously.
There's one guy who, when he pops up, I'm like, man, I really, really wonder if that guy's going to get confirmed. That's Doug Burgum.
Sorry. Oh my gosh.
The well-known feud between the Vaudevillians and the Burgums is legendary. It's like Hatfields and McCoys.
Yeah, I mean,
hard to stop.
It's two sides of the party. You got the Burgum side, and you got the...
what's the really delineating factor that separates these two parties?
It's tax policy.
This is all crap. Don't take any of this seriously. Ryan, somebody's going to quote you in conversation and get laughed out of the room Christmas party.
That's your fault. If you ever quote me and say, man, this guy really knows what he's talking about, that's on you.
He's
just
not wrong.
Go ahead and clip that.
Lee Zeldin, EPA.
He flies.
Republicans will vote for him.
I think he's in.
He could get some Democrats.
That's possible. Interior, Doug Burgum. He's fine.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
No, he's fine. Yeah. He's completely fine.
Doug Collins, Veterans Affairs. He's fine.
Yeah.
It's Veterans Affairs. He's like, no. Scott Bessent, Treasury. These are the ones that I wanted to talk to Stephen Moore about these yesterday. We couldn't connect with him. But I'm very curious to see how these get through. And you know, Donald Trump is a businessman. He knows, as he campaigned against Hillary Clinton, like when it comes to the finances, the tax policy and everything, he understands the code and he's in a position to hire the people who know how to use it to his best advantage. Agriculture, Brooke Rollins. Commerce, Howard Lutnick. Transportation, Sean Duffy. Why is that the funniest cabinet position?
But
why
that's
is it
just
the funniest
great.
Cabinet position?
I think he's going to get in there and show that position can be effective. And everybody's going to go, well, what do you know? That's incredible.
He might be our next president.
And then he's going to immediately go on maternity leave.
He probably will. He's got 9 kids.
Yeah, exactly.
With Rachel Campus Duffy. The FDA, Dr. McCary.
I think he's going to be great.
Is he going to get in?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Energy, Chris Wright. Education, Linda McMahon. Have you seen the videos of Linda McMahon when she was working for WWE or whatever the wrestling letters were at the time? She gets body slammed.
Yes.
By the guy who's like the mayor of some town in Alabama now.
Uh-huh.
Kane is the wrestler. What is his?
He's the mayor now?
Yeah, he's the mayor.
And she's going to be the Secretary of Education. The Republican Party is so fun. are the fun ones.
In that clip, the only thing, I'm not kidding, the only thing I walked away from watching that clip was her head wasn't that close to the floor
I watched it 10 times to be like, so what really went down here?
Glenn Jacobs is his name.
Yeah, okay. NATO, Matthew Whitaker, we've had him. He's a Cardinals fan, folks. Did you know that? He's from Iowa. He's been in studio with us. He's been on the show many times. He was the acting attorney general. Is that correct?
Yeah, acting attorney general.
In the midst of everything that was going bonkers at the end of Trump's first term. I think he could be... No, the Republicans will vote for him.
Yeah, they'll vote for him.
The Democrats won't like it. It'll be fun. Housing, Scott Turner. I've heard a lot of really great things about him, specifically with... who's the... football player we've had on who's in Florida. He works with youth, young black youth.
Jack Brewer.
Yes. I've seen him lauding the benefits of Scott Turner, so he's good in my book. CDC, Dave Weldon, Surgeon General, Dr. Neshwat. I've heard lots of people concerned about her because her initial stance was get your vaccine, wear your masks, social distance. She has then, there are a lot of pieces of evidence from that point that show that she shifted her position on that. And I think that that is honestly the way the majority of Americans are. I know that our audience probably has a higher percentage of people who are like, hell no, from the very beginning. You've collected here. I understand that. But the majority of Americans, especially ones that are very skeptical of everything because of what the government did in the midst of COVID, had people changing and shifting positions. And I think she is the same. Ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee.
That's just neat.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Ambassador to Canada.
Our 51st state.
We'll get to that. Peter Hoekstra, I think that should be fine. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, we talked about that. Solicitor General Dr. John Sauer. He's from Missouri. He worked with Will Scharf, I believe, and Eric Schmidt. U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer. I don't see FBI Kash Patel. Do you think he's going to get through? I do.
Yeah.
And I really believe that the Hunter pardon is the catalyst to making the people who are anywhere close to the bubble or moderate on this go, fine.
Well, you connect the dots. He was announced and then the pardon happened. So
that's what we said.
Yeah.
Ambassador France, Charles Kushner. Kushner.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Kushner's father, who has had legal trouble before. People are upset about that. I don't think anyone's going to make a fit over the ambassador to France.
And you know what? You sent him to France and nobody's worried about it.
Is that how diplomacy goes? Mm-hmm. That seems to be the current play. Mm-hmm. Like, we actually sent President Biden to Africa and nobody's worried about it. And then South Korea's like, how about martial law?
Oh, man, what a crazy story that is.
Yeah. Wiggins America next. I know that you had some really hard-hitting news that you wanted to get to us. What's the topic?
Well, this is more for the people.
Well, as opposed to the hard-hitting news? Who's that for?
I want to encourage you to embrace winter. I know it's been a long fall, but here we are. And it's time to open your arms.
It's been a long fall?
And accept the cold.
What choice do we have?
Well, you have many different ways to go into the season. I want you to do it right.
Okay.
And if you don't listen to this next segment, you're basically dooming your next 3 months.
That'll keep them. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We need more saxophone in our lives. No doubt about it. Wiggins.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins! These are 9 ways to embrace winter.
It's good to know that while you were gone, you were working really hard on preparing for the show.
Man, Sunday,
he's like, I got nothing. He's looking outside the window. He's like, how about winter?
Look at that. Winter's here. I was on a beach on Sunday, and I was playing in the sand and frolicking, and now I'm here. Look
greased up with your shirt off.
Swinging a sledgehammer.
Wait, he's greased up right now?
For the socials.
Just bring it all in.
We were talking about U.S. Steel. And how I'm kind of the spokesperson for U.S. Steel.
Well, I heard that.
He's got a rep everywhere he goes.
Mm-hmm. I'm confused where the greased up part comes in.
He just is always ready.
It's what he do.
Yeah. I don't know why that's confusing.
I love radio.
You look like the person on the outside right now, not me. Here
Ethan,
is.
I don't know what that means. Can I join you? Help,
please.
Help.
So when I got back from being on the beach and, you know, just kind of walking around generally greased, I was like, what are we going to do?
Chicken wings.
The temperature is low. How do we handle this? And yet, I found a perfect article from Yahoo Lifestyle.
What are the odds? It's like all of these things really happen in real life, and he just managed to do enough research and work and effort to find the article that fit the moment.
Yeah.
It's always Yahoo.
As opposed to just opening up Yahoo and reading the first thing.
Yeah, because I was like, look, we're going in a direction here, and if there's any way I can research this, I will, and I did.
Ryan?
And I found this.
Is this the first thing you saw on Yahoo when you opened Yahoo?
I think it might have been.
Go on.
Number one. Designate a winter adaptation week.
What?
Shh.
You shush me.
As the tradition to winter becomes more obvious, you can...
Trump should outlaw these articles. Trump should be like, you're too soft. It's cold. Get over it. You need a week to adapt to the cold, or we bears?
You can see it and feel it creeping in, but not like this year. It was so fast here. Anyway, pick 1 week and keep your calendar as empty as possible. Padded intentional downtime.
I'm going to cancel obligations because I'm adapting to winter. Uh-huh.
Does that include work?
A psychologist named Leibowitz here says, it's about making space and anticipating that you might be more tired and being okay with that, unquote.
I'm going to quote Amanda here that says, it's like he's reading this for the very first time, right now.
Oh, nonsense.
Sense.
Number two.
Sense.
Number two, make a winter bucket list. Things you wouldn't mind accomplishing in the next couple months. Number three.
Like what?
That's it.
It's up to you.
What's on your bucket list?
It's up to the individual. Yeah, it's up to the individual. I almost said invisible.
Something something to motivate you,
for
though,
me,
right?
For me, it was watching Hollow Man sometime this winter. For you, it could be anything.
Does that motivate you?
You know, maybe cleaning off the, dusting off the old record player. Number three, change your lighting. There's intriguing research around the science of color. Tapping into it can help boost your mood when it's gloomy outside. Natural light, for example, when you can replicate it with full spectrum light bulbs.
Oh, hold on. Rewind.
All right, Punter Hayden. Yeah.
Punter Hayden. Try adding more natural light to spaces where you spend a lot of time, like your living room or your kitchen.
We are so soft. Oh, my goodness. The whole there is a story out right now. I saw a number covering it, that women are protesting Donald Trump's... Stop crying.
I'm sorry.
Women are protesting Trump's win by getting sterilized.
What?
Yes! Yeah. It's a real story. We are so obsessed with being not okay. So, we've gone through this whole thing where, like, you just got to be wide-eyed about everything in your life that could go wrong, and then you just got to be the most bold about that thing, that we're not focusing on any of the things that go right, like having a family or committing to one person or having a job that you are feeling rewarded by participating in and providing for yourself and your own by independently funding your wants and needs. This is more, no offense, Ryan, this is more of that bull crap that gets shoveled. Like, we're supposed to take time to think about how to adjust to winter. If you need that much help, the seasonal affective disorder is a real thing. Move to Florida or move to the South where the seasons don't change as much and it doesn't bother you, if it's to that extent. But it's going to get cold in the winter, and we have actual articles that are being written on how to adapt to it. Who actually... I know it's a Yahoo thing, but they're an aggregate often. Is this come from, like, Vogue?
Time.
Yeah, what time is it? It's winter time. Wear a freaking jacket.
We're only through three of the nine.
Do you know what I'm saying, though? Like, the actual, if that article would have been written in 1992 and our parents were reading it, there would be laughter surrounding the absurdity of it. Like, harden up, folks. Good grief.
Here's what's so crazy. While you were talking, I realized that in the printout that I have here of this article, there's a link that I can't click because it's printed. But I would have. It is, and it's probably tomorrow's Wiggins America.
Oh, Lord.
Why people love snow so much.
Oh, hell. To quote my World War II Army captain, veteran grandfather who is no longer with us, hell.
Well, I know we got a big 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock hour, but maybe the 2 o'clock hour.
1 o'clock will be
great.
We
could do the rest of this list for the whole hour.
Well, if we do it in the 2 o'clock hour, you'll know how much I've prepared for this show.
Fair.
Ryan.
Yeah?
Thanks for helping me make that point.
You're welcome.
That we're super soft.
Welcome
and I couldn't
back.
Have made that point without you. Jim Carafano, Mike Davis, 1 o'clock hour. Don't go away.